Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Money Your Life podcast, episode 208 of the podcast. Before we get into the episode, make sure wherever you're listening, you like, subscribe, 5-star rate and review. Also comment if you're watching on YouTube, as well as hit the notification bell so you know whenever we go live. Of course, you should be subscribed already. We're gonna get into the episode. It was an interesting week with a lot to go over. So, of course, you know, we start with our actual updates on the market and looking at what is occurring as far as current events. The biggest thing right now in the markets is the GDP numbers were just released, and they're actually really strong. So in the fourth quarter of 2023, it's crazy to think that we're already in 2024. That's crazy to think. Fourth quarter of 2023, the GDP gross domestic product numbers showing the productivity of our economy, showing how well the economy pretty much did in the last quarter of last year, they were actually really strong. Gross domestic product data showed the U.S. economy grew at a 3.3% rate. So that's actually really strong. You really don't see GDP, you know, veer too much out of a range between, you know, 1% and 4%. So it was much higher than the expected 2% growth that economists that were polled by the Dow Jones had. And so then again, that's showing the resilience of this economy that we've talked about many, many times, with jobs still tight, job market still tight, many people still being employed, and people consuming and buying and doing things that are really part of a productive economy. So that's, you know, really what's been coming out. And then we had the price index for personal consumption expenditures that rose 2.7%. on an annualized basis, down from 5.9% a year prior. So that's actually good news. That's showing that that's an inflation index, pretty much showing that its personal consumption expenditures are slowing down somewhat. So it's a healthy mix of data that the market really got to see, which was meaning, you know, we're seeing still productivity, still growth, and then a slowing of inflation, which is really, really, again, I have to emphasize, really, really hard to do. And the reason why people are skeptical of, you know, if we'd have a soft landing or if we'd have to go into a recession to have inflation and the economy slow down. So that's the big news. The market's reacting in kind. We're seeing this today slightly up on the news over the past, you know, week or so, 5 days up 2%. Year to date, since the beginning of this year, we're not even a month into this year yet. The market's up roughly 3%. So hey, all positive things right now. And we're seeing a lot of smart clients. They know that it's a new year and they can, you know, re-up or, you know, maximize their contributions to their Roth, their traditional, their retirement accounts, their individual accounts. They're doing so because, hey, that's a smart thing to do if you've been saving all year or if you have the extra cash to do so. So we have a lot of smart clients that are doing that. And so that's pretty much the big thing. I think going forward, we're going to get some Fed commentary in the next, you know, several weeks. We're going to get Fed minutes and we'll see what their policy and plan is as we step into this new year. That's going to be really, really crucial. Probably the next linchpin for the market. Earnings have come out. We could talk about Tesla's right now. Tesla market didn't really like it. Growth slowdown. So they were pretty much, you know, saying that Tesla's hit a, you know, growth hit his resistance in the fourth quarter, softening demand. Remember when used car sales were, you know, just as hot or even higher priced than newer cars? It was a crazy time. Now that demand is softening a little bit, you know, we're still seeing a resilient consumer, but in higher ticket items, that demand is slowing down a little bit. Competition for Tesla is increasing. So revenue fell short for them, profit fell short. And they warned about this year, 2024, is sales growth, saying it may be notably lower. And they've done a lot of price cuts to increase demand, increase people to come in and buy. But, you know, their deliveries, the profit, the revenue, a lot of that stuff fell short of what, you know, projections were. And so Tesla's stock dropped a bit on that news. But, you know, hey, it's still the biggest electric vehicle delivery manufacturer, you know, in the country. And, you know, Musk wants to have more control over this company. So we'll see how that goes. That's a company I still believe in long term. the stock anyways. But it's gonna comes with volatility. These growth stocks a lot of times come with volatility, and some people can stomach it if they have conviction, others may not. I thought this was an interesting story, moving switching gears to Chipotle. It's a company that's done really well over the last 5 years to a decade, and they're trying to entice Gen Z workers to come in. And it's a good sign for them. They're increasing, they're growing, they're expanding, and they want to hire 19,000 employees, mostly Gen Z, for their busy season. More than 73% of Chipotle's 110,000 employees are members of the Gen Z group. The company said their recruitment has become challenging for the industry. They're saying they're going to dangle a 401k match that will help workers pay down student debt as they save for retirement. The catch, the benefit kicks in after a year of service and 1,000 hours work. So they'll do that 401k match benefit. I think they're actually going to do the one we talked about in the Secure Act, which would be if you're paying down a student loan, you can use that as the company as a sort of like a payment to your own retirement, and the company would have to match their retirement if you're not placing money in your retirement because you're paying down student loans. So that's interesting. So they're using that as a carrot to dangle. Their busy season is March to May. Interesting. So that's March to May. That's springtime. Is that when we're eating the most Chipotle? Springtime, right? March to May. I'm trying to think what's around that time. I guess it's just like it's burrito season, they call it. Last year they hired 15,000 people and they increased prices, but they still had demand. So Chipotle is gonna the burrito season's coming up, March to May. I can't wait. They call it burrito season. I call it spring. I just hate the cold weather. I've gotten sick so many times this year. And so we'll be keeping an eye on that in the meantime. And let me make sure my mic is still working for you all. And it looks like we are good to go. There we go. Now my mic should be working for you all, making sure we're good to go. So with Chipotle, that's par for the course. They're growing and they're looking to expand that regard. So we'll keep an eye on that. In other news, so Netflix, I don't know if we talked about the numbers, but let's actually talk about their numbers as well. That's another thing that came out. We talked about Tesla's earnings. We're going to talk about Peacock. And I want to talk about Netflix earnings because they had a strong earnings season as well. So let's dig in some a report on that. Really, really strong numbers. And Wall Street applauded what they did because they had a lot of subscribers. And this is a company that we all know that I've followed and watched and obviously been invested in and have others that we've placed a little bit in as well. So we'll talk about Netflix and Peacock here. So Netflix, their earnings came out Wednesday. The shares yesterday, or that would have been, yeah, yesterday climbed over 10%. If you're listening to this on Thursday, we're releasing this Thursday afternoon. Revenue beat estimates, which again was a strong number on the revenue side. They've added that ad-supported tier to crack down on password sharing. And that's been a really big benefit for them. They've actually done well with it. They've executed it well. And it's led to more subscribers. So they added 13 million this past year, I believe. That was the whole past year. I don't think it was for the whole quarter. But by all accounts, it was a really, really strong double-digit subscriber gain for them. They really just won. It was showing that their dominance when it comes to content is still there. And they're still looking at, double-digit growth in subscriber in 2024, which again will be another strong year for Netflix. So again, that's when we've watched stock has done really, really well over the past year after the 2022 doldrum for all stocks. They announced a deal with WWE, so they're really making a push into live sports. I thought that that was something they had to do, as you've seen all the other streamers make that push, and we're going to talk about Peacock and NBC in a little bit. But Netflix did the same thing. They announced a deal with World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, which is a part of under the group TKO, which is, the big merger with WWE and the management company as well. And so I think they're paying $500 million annually for the rights to stream Raw, which is one of the WWE shows, And I think it comes in 2024, 2025. So that's a huge move for them. That's a big investment into live sports. They're doing a tennis match as well. So a lot going on when it comes to their live sports push, which paid off for Peacock. So NBC's Peacock, their streaming service, has done a they've been on live sports and they went the football route. And that's a smart route to go. Last week, they had a wild card game exclusively on Peacock. It was the Dolphins versus Kansas City. And it helped the company score a record amount of signups to the platform. Of course, you didn't have Peacock and you're a football fan. You had to go sign up. In 3 days leading into the January 13th game against the Miami Dolphins, Peacock gained 2.8 million new subscribers at the $5.99 tier, the $6 tier. And the game itself shattered viewer ratings, 23 million viewers, making 30% of internet traffic. They had 30 million subscribers before the game, significantly less than HBO Max's 95 million and Netflix's 260 million. And now they kind of made that move to really jump into that live sport. So live sports is going to be a huge thing for a lot of these streamers, especially NFL rights. Those are probably the biggest domestic rights you want to have. After that, maybe basketball, but NFL is the rights you want to have. The viewership numbers are going crazy right now when you look at the divisional round games. I think they said the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills hit 50 million viewers for one game, the largest ever for a divisional round game. So that's quite impressive. So we're going to keep our eyes on really who's making those pushes into to those live sports. So it's gonna be quite interesting to watch. Could be quite interesting to watch. We talked about the GDP growth, and we've talked about some other items. And we talked about earnings. Earnings is going out right now. I was on CNBC last week, and I'll be on again next week, and talking about or this past week, and talking about some companies with earnings. Again, interesting time in the market. It's quieter. It's January. People are doing less. They're re-figuring their year. So it's going to be interesting to watch how that plays into the market again with the quieter time than normal. Let's take a look at our questions of the week. I had a couple. We'll do rapid fire because it was really some cool questions that I thought. The first one is a financial planning-ish question, but it's what is the number one reported mistake related to planning for retirement? The number one reported mistake related to planning for retirement. Is there easy ones for people to rattle off or what they think? For me, it's not saving enough. Not saving enough can cover so many things. It's like, okay, am I going to outlive my money? Am I accounting for inflation? Am I all these different things? I would say that's one, not starting early enough. We've talked about that. And not investing. I think a lot of people don't actually do that. They just put money in a checking or savings or under their bed or in a mattress or in a safe. And like the old days, the caveman days, that works for them if they think that, but it just doesn't really benefit you in the long run. Look at a chart, any chart of the market, pull it back 15, 20 years, 30 years. If you go from the beginning to now, it's not going to be lower. It's just using brain, using historical facts, using data. It's just not, you can't outsmart facts, right? So let's see what the answer is here. And the answer is underestimating the impact of inflation. That's very true, especially now at the time that we live in, with inflation being one of the biggest themes in our lives. That's the first one. Number two for these folks was understanding how long you will live. That's fair. We don't know. No one has a crystal ball. You could live much longer than you expected or less. I don't know. But you have to plan conservatively there. Understanding investment, overestimating investment income. So that's interesting. If you are older, you shift to more in income-related investments, meaning like bonds or conservative investments that pay on a semi-monthly or on a monthly or semi-annual basis. And sometimes you overestimate how much that's actually going to be. So these are factors that we go over with people, especially as they get close to retirement. We shift to being more conservative. Try to use a calculator to understand what we can get paid in retirement, how much money we need during retirement, what we need to pull out of our savings to cover cost of living. And again, the life expectancy, that's a tough one. If you're healthy, even if you're healthy, you don't know what's going to happen. Again, you have to be overly conservative on that. People are living longer on average. So just understanding that, especially for those that are younger now, more than likely, so understanding that we'd be conservative on that, and then understanding investment income. How would you overestimate it? Be conservative there. Understand how much you can pull out from your savings every year. That's a huge, huge thing that we also go over with our investment calculator as well. So yeah, that's something we definitely focus in on. Question of the day number two. A picture of a pair of eyes was placed above a donation box. Did donations increase or decrease? Definitely increase. If someone thinks they're watching, people do these things for, I think, the sometimes for the applause, and it did increase. They increased by 80%. So people, again, you're looking for the image is showing that someone's watching. You're gonna do a little bit more. It's ethical. You're gonna do a little bit more. Like, but that's a smart way to do that for whoever did this. Because yeah, the people are gonna be taking a little bit more care when they're feel like they're being watched as they're donating, right? Right. So we just hit those rapid fire. Big weekend. We'll be traveling. But a big weekend for the sports fans. We have two conference championship games. I'll give my predictions. I haven't thought about it much yet. I want to think about it more, but we'll say we'll go with, we got the Kansas City versus the Ravens, two powerful teams on the AFC side, and we got Lions, San Francisco, two powerful teams. I think I may go both underdogs. I really think, and it's weird, Kansas City's actually underdog in their game. I think the Kansas City Chiefs might pull that out. And I do think the Lions have some sort of weird special their time now thing going on. You got Eminem in the stands at the games, cheering the crowd on. There's something there. There's something special brewing there. I think they may be also able to pull it off against San Francisco, who's showed that their defense can be weakened at sometimes, especially in the secondary. So yeah, that might be my prediction. We'll see if it works out. Yeah, I might go with that. We just talked each other into it right there, folks. Well, folks, it was a quiet week, but we're glad you came in and listened every week. Make sure again that you are doing those savings that you need to do to begin the year, kicking off the year right. We will talk next week.